Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Again, this is On the Real with Dr. Deb. And today's show is brought to you by Black Business University, where you can learn, teach, and get paid. Yes, this is On the Real with Dr. Deborah, and I want to talk about something. You know, I told you I'm the family member that brings us to the table every week, every Monday at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern Time to talk about the family's problem of racism. I say every week or almost every week that lots of us are talking about the need to talk about it, but nobody is talking about it. And so my thing is I'm going to be the one that buzzes us until we do. All right. So today I want to talk about this question centered around Black Lives Matter. The recant to that statement is All Lives Matter. Now, let me just say from the start, everybody knows that, okay? And so if you've said this, I want to talk to you about what that possibly means. I don't know what it means to you. I'm just going to tell you what I think it possibly means. But first, let me ask a few questions. My first question is, when people make statements or ask questions, there is always, I repeat, always a reason. So my first question for those of you who say all lives matter in response to Black Lives Matter is why would anybody pose that question or ask that statement? Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. Why would anybody make that statement or ask that question? Why would they make that statement? And then while you're thinking about why Black people would make that statement, you ask yourself, why would you respond the way you choose to? All right? So let me just say that if we didn't have a history of being abused and oppressed, disenfranchised, this wouldn't be an issue. If the legal state has not historically disenfranchised, abused, murdered, enslaved people of African descent, this would not be a problem today. When we did something about it. We changed our behavior. We changed the laws. We changed our minds. We changed the way we do God. It would be over. So the fact that it is not over is what you should be asking. That's the question you should be asking. You should be finding responses for that one. But today, since you want to respond to the marches, people don't march for no reason, women, gays, blacks, Latinos, people march for purposes that they feel that are worthwhile. And so these marches and this mantra, Black Lives Matter, did not just come out of the atmosphere with no grounds, for no purpose. But you're educated, way, way more educated than the average one of us. And so I think you know that. And because I think you know that, I am going to make my sense of your response. All lives matter. Now, my thought is, if you read the little blurb about the Today Show, which is, by the way, brought to you by Black Business University, where you can learn, teach, and get paid. Yes. Thank you so much, Black Business University, for sponsoring today's show. So, your response, all lives matter. My first thought was, this is, first of all, indicative of your racism, of your historic racism, of your contemporary racism, of your institutionalized thoughts, beliefs, behaviors around people of color. The idea that there is a superior race and there's an inferior race, and you, of course, are the superior race. Now, as I make these statements with the fervor and the excitement that I have, it's because I'm just quite honestly disappointed that you, with all of your knowledge and education and privilege and exposure would make such a statement in response to somebody else's pain. But I'll get to that. The first thing I want to say is that it's racist. It is racist. It is synonymous to back in the day when black men could just get hung, were hanged just because they were black and happened to be someplace that a white person thought they shouldn't have been doing something that a white person, any white person, not just a legal white person, but then all white people were law on that day, could just say, no, this Negro, and that's where it's cleaned up, is doing something that we don't want him or her to do. And yes, her. Yeah, women were hanged, and pregnant women at that, but that's another story for another time. So you have a racist past, so much so that you will go to church, the common thing, go to church on Sunday, hear this great sermon, after church, you go and watch someone be hanged and collect body parts. That's the legacy we're talking about. That is, in my mind, synonymous to saying to a black person who just lost her husband or son that all lives matter. Well, that's understood, but to what degree and to whom? And so that is where the mantra comes from. So for you to respond, all lives matter, you're just basically telling us who you are, and that is a product of a racist reprobate. That means wicked, corrupted, perverted community. And it is in our air, and it is a part of our culture, and it is what we do. So why don't you find a response to that one? So we can call it what it is because we live with it every day. And I'm identifying today, not as a radio host, but as a person of color with siblings, male siblings in this case, and a son at that. So it shows your racism. The next thing this All Lives Matter response shows is your denial. You're disowning, you're disavowing, you're renouncing the fact that this is a lie truth. Thank goodness there are cell phones that take pictures and video. What do you do with that while you're saying all lives matter? What are you doing with that? What do you make of that? That's a function of your denial. If you cannot see the point of a march, even though they don't really do much good, but that's the function of a helpless people who think that's all they have is this marching thing. But that's another comment for another time. So what does anybody, what can I say right now that will put a crack in your mind, in your denied mind, that this all lives matter is a function of your racism, function of your denial, and more than anything, a function of your shame. I'll talk about shame when I come back in just a second for station identification. Thank you so much, Black Business University, for sponsoring today's show. If you're interested in learning, teaching, getting paid, go to blackbusinessuniversity.com. Now, I said you're even responding, all lives matter is a function of your racism, your racist past, your racist present, your racist mentality, your racist perhaps DNA, racist cells, your denial. And your denial is a function of your shame. Who wants to, I repeat, who wants to identify with a people who would just kill another people just because they wanted their stuff? Or just because possibly they were afraid that this people were smarter than them, that this people will some point at some time rise up and overthrow them. Do your homework. That is not even African thought or behavior. But you don't do your homework because you're so full of fear that all you know is kill and take and then blame. So, with that kind of history, with that kind of way of thinking, shame is all that's left of your ancestors. And because you, as a descendant of these reprobates, don't want to believe that that is that somebody would do that to somebody else, you have to say all lives matter because you can't deal with your racist past and present. But what you show us when you make that statement is that you are still them. There's no difference. No difference. So I've talked about shame many times, and I cannot imagine the deep dishonor, indignity, embarrassment that you must feel because of your privilege. By the way, you know, another word for privilege is freedom, opportunity, and honor. Can you imagine that? So you're, on the one hand, seeing yourself as a free individual. Of course, you understand the opportunity that you have, and you live daily in honor. Everybody thinks white is right, and you think white is better than right. And so how can you then say Black Lives Matter? Because to say Black Lives Matter is to remind yourself of what you really do think and feel and believe about this people. And it's what you allow yourself. Because I don't believe that you're so reprobate. I don't think there are any human beings that cannot be reformed. And so I know beneath all of your racism, all the denial, all the shame, is this knowing, this understanding that all lives matter. But in this case, Black lives matter. They matter because they are human lives. But shame, denial, privilege, racism won't allow you. Greed, I should throw in there. Ego, I should throw in there. Will not allow you to face what you intuitively know as another human being. I refuse, as much as it's easy for Black people to suggest or think that you are a reprobate people, I refuse to believe that. I don't believe that. You are just humans who are just protecting what you think is yours. You have a value system that says take, 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 don't give, kill, hurt. That's a value system, clearly, because that's what you've done across this world. And so how can you now, in this state of mind, honor other lives, lives other than your own? We know all lives matter. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Every human, dogs know that. Ants know that. We all know that. But we're talking about a life of a people that has been consistently denigrated, consistently snuffed out, consistently been abused. This is On the Real with Dr. Deborah, and ask yourself this question. Why am I insisting that all lives matter? When that is not the question. The question, the statement is that Black lives matter. Am I so racist that I cannot concede that? Am I in such denial that I will not speak that truth? Am I in so much shame that I cannot allow people the decency, the dignity of grieving the loss, the continued loss, of innocent lives at the hand at the hands of those who are sworn to protect and to serve? You've got to be able to do that, or else we are surely, Houston, in bigger trouble than what we've ever could imagine. This has been On the Real with Dr. D, and this program was brought to you by Black Business University. Until next time, family, I'll see you at the kitchen table.